Hello. I think I'm on. There we are. Well, we've already had 8 sermons this morning, and we don't need another one. So I'm going to really abbreviate this for all of our sakes this morning. Chad just told me that the last baptism service you were at was how long? 2 hours and 45 minutes. I can beat you. I was in India 3 weeks ago, and we had a service without baptism, and it was 3.5 hours long. But we're not in India or in Romania. We're in Whitecourt, Alberta, where God has placed us. And so let me just give you an introduction to the introduction to the series. We are beginning a series now over these next number of weeks post-Easter on the attributes of God. This has always, for me, been one of the really significant and profound realities that we as Christians often lose sight of. And it is my belief, my conviction, that we need to have a high, high view of God. Too often, our God is made in our image and in our likeness. But the truth of the scripture is that God has made us in his image and his likeness. And so, who is God? What is God like? A.W. Tozer, in a very famous book he wrote about 60 years ago, said this: what comes to your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about us. What we think about God is more important about us. It really defines us, describes us, is most important in terms of our life and what we believe. Who you believe God to be is a single most important fact of your life and of eternity. A high view of God will produce high and holy living. It will produce a life of honor to him. It will produce a life that is God-centered and God-focused if we have a high view of God. But a low view of God will result in low and base living. A low view of God is detrimental to our spiritual and to our physical life. Our knowledge of God is absolutely profound and significant. So the series I'm calling Knowing God. We're not going to take time to look at all of those attributes, but we're going to focus on an attribute various Sundays. Next week, actually, I'm going to give you the introduction that I planned for today. But what is an attribute? It's a quality of a person. So we could talk about people having an attribute of being honest, of having a good sense of humor, a person who is dependable. Those are attributes of individuals, of people. But God in the scripture has given to us his attributes, of holiness, justice, and truth, truthfulness, an attribute of omniscience. He knows everything. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. And so what we're going to do over these coming weeks is look at the attributes of God by focusing on one chapter or passage of scripture. Romans chapter 1 is what I am looking at today, and we will look at it next week. Not typically used for the attributes of God, but listen to what the Apostle Paul writes to the Romans when he describes what happens when people no longer believe and are hold to a high view of God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie. And so my objective in these coming weeks is to focus on and to elevate the truthfulness of who God is, what the scripture says about who he is. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Next week, I want to address for you the reasons why we must think rightly about God. Why is it important that we have a correct, biblical, accurate, truthful view of God? And I have five reasons, and I will introduce you to the first this morning. And one of the reasons why we need to have a high, accurate, biblical view of God is so that it will transform and impact our transcendent worship of the Almighty. When we know God, we can worship Him. When we know who He is, we know what we're worshiping about, what the focus of our attention is. The higher our knowledge of God, the higher will be our worship. Whether it be individually, during the week, on a walk across or by the river, or on the mountains, individually, or corporately, when we come together as God's people to worship, our worship of the Almighty is impacted, influenced, and energized by our knowledge of God. We need a breathtaking view of God. And so that's what I hope to achieve in these coming weeks with you. A couple of good books, if you want to order them, you can get them within a week. Knowing God by J.I. Packer is a great read. And another one would be A.W. Tozer's book, The Knowledge of the Holy, which I have reread, or I am rereading now these weeks. Tozer wrote this in the middle of the last century, about 1960. He said, "It is my opinion that the Christian conception of God currently in these middle years of the 20th century, about 1960, is so decadent to be utterly beneath the dignity of the Most High God, and actually to constitute for professing believers something amounting to a moral calamity." If that was true 60 years ago, it's still true today. And so I want us to elevate our view of God. I want to help to describe for you a high view, high and lofty view of the Almighty, whom we profess to worship, whom we come together regularly to worship, so that when we come together in this act of worship, we do so with intentionality and understanding. Theology drives our doxology. Accurate theology, that is an understanding of God as given to us in the Scripture, is that which will impact and inform our worship and our practice. A high view of God allows us to worship in sincerity and in truth. Let's sing to that God this morning. The worship team are going to come and lead us, and then I will close with prayer. Thanks, guys, for preparing. You already know the song, How Great is Our God. And so I invite you to stand to sing. Guys, come and lead us, please.